Well, hello everyone. This is the Soul Train Health and Fitness Show on WGXC 90.7 FM. And my name is Ed Furtick. We have another great guest here today, actually someone who's been here before, and her name is Caroline Rudderman of Hudson, New York.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for being here. And Caroline is a Reiki practitioner. When she was here last, she was talking about that. But today, the subject is the relationship between spirituality and our health. And to open things up, Caroline, is there a relationship?
Definitely. I definitely believe that there is a very, very strong relationship between spirituality and our health. And I think that has a lot to do, you know, I mean, I think it's sort of something to clarify, you know, like what people, how people identify themselves as spiritual people. I think it's our connection to the universe or God or, you know, everybody has sort of a different word for what that is. Our interconnectedness to other people, to the source energy, to the soul. You know, it's this very personal relationship that we have with the world around us and our interconnectedness to that.
Okay, so I guess the short answer is you do think there
is
there is a
definitely
connection.
A strong connection.
And what do you think that for people who do possess this spirituality, what do you think that that does to their mind or their body that's based in science, if anything? I mean, what is it? How does it manifest itself in your body and in your mind?
Well, I think that's a very interesting question. I think that how things, you know, really manifest in our body is very reflective of our thoughts and our emotional patterns that we get into, you know, which, and then the more we think something, it becomes a belief system, essentially. So it could be, and a belief system doesn't necessarily, you know, I'm completely separating this from a religion belief system, but it could be a belief system about how we view media or how we view ourselves as, like, you know, as people in this world, you know, whether we deserve to be here, whether we deserve money, whether we deserve love, you know, all of these really core issues that are reflective in our thought patterns and what, you know, what become our beliefs.
Okay, so in other words, the level of spirituality that a person has may, like, impact on how they relate to their environment and what they do in their environment on a day-to-day basis, whether you buy that candy bar or whether you, you know, what you purchase, what you do with your time. Is that basically what you're getting at?
Sure. You know, it definitely can come out in the little moments as well. Mm-hmm. I believe that we are all spiritual people. I think that some people, you know, even if they, you know, choose to not believe in a God or a universe, I mean, honestly, like, I really can't speak for somebody who, you know, practices or believes in atheism because I don't, or, you know, a lack of God or anything like that, because that's not my personal belief. And, you know, I'm just here to say what I think. However, I do believe that we're all spiritual people. I do believe that we are all interconnected. But, you know, I think for me, it's, you know, my health is very much like when I get so stressed out and I get so worried about what's happening, you know, all over the place, like, oh, like, what's going to happen with my business? Like, what's happening with, like, my cash flow? Like, all this stuff, I get really, really worried. And, like, you know, ultimately, like, what I always try to come back to is I just try to, like, give up control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, like, my, you know, practice of spirituality comes through my actions, or, you know, my lack of actions. It's really how I interact with myself and my personal beliefs, but also with the world around me. So for me, my health is reflective of, like, my stress and my anxiety is, like, a big time is, like, relieved by just, like, giving up control.
Okay. Now, you brought up, you mentioned atheism.
Sure.
And by the way, I don't consider myself an atheist, although my religious views might be a little bit different than yours.
Sure, of course.
But for those listeners out there who are atheists, can you find spirituality even though you're an atheist? Can you add that element to your life?
You know, I don't see why not. You know, I think that, you know, I mean, I think that there's, you know, like the spiritual connection. I think everybody can understand outside of a religious context, outside of a formed group, that being kind to somebody else and being kind to yourself, there's some value in that.
Okay.
You know,
do you feel that, everyone talks about stress.
Sure.
In your life. And I think there are lots and lots of people who think that there's connection between stress and illness. Maybe not to the point where stress causes you to have an illness, but as far as recovering from illness or how serious your illness is. Do you feel that there is a connection between stress reduction and spirituality?
Absolutely. You know, I think that coming back to like me, you know, the idea of me getting like, you know, worried and anxious about, you know, my financial situation, just for, you know, a concrete example, just taking that information. And if I just say, you know what, I can do so much. I can promote online. I can meet people. I can let people know what I'm doing. I can kind of keep polishing myself and doing the best I can. But ultimately, I can't control if other people are going to come to me and spend their money with me, you know, and that worry and that anxiety of holding on and like thinking about what the future is going to be holding or what the past is holding.
Right.
There's no, you know, but immediately by just being in the present moment, just saying, hey, you know what? Actually, I'm just sitting here with Ed and we're having a very nice conversation.
Right.
And I have a cup of coffee waiting for me. Like, you know, like the sense of just being in the present moment is a huge stress relief.
Right. I mean, certainly there are probably people that are better at capitalism than other people.
Sure. I don't know where you are. Some people are very like powerful and are just like, I got
this. On that spectrum, but you know, wherever you are with that, you are who you are.
Sure.
I mean, not everyone can be, world famous entrepreneur.
Right. Of course.
But you have a very good reputation in Hudson practitioner. So I think word of mouth it seems to me to be working fairly well for you.
Right. But, now, you know, some people can like worry themselves into being sick. Just on a physical level, if you're really stressed out, your immune system is going to drop.
Right.
And a huge part of our immune system is in our gut, which is digesting our food. So, you know, there's definitely a very, very powerful connection between our thought patterns and how our physical body is responding.
Okay, so let's say the listener out there is saying to themselves right now, oh, gee, I'm not religious. I'm not very spiritual. And is this going to affect my mental or physical health? So what can you do? Is there anything you can do about it? Do you have any recommendations?
Sure, okay. Absolutely. I think that, you know, I think that just, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do. You know, for one, there's the really, really basic things. You know, and to me, the spirituality really comes in just being, it's the very simple things. It's the very here and now moments. So for that, it can be eating right, you know, checking to see how your diet is. It can be all about getting enough sleep. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you letting people give you a good hug? Are you telling people when you're upset? Are you finding some kind of joy and happiness in your life? It seems like spirituality has to be this huge thing, and it's not. It's so simple. It's just so here and
now. So caring about your own body, caring about things you encounter in your environment.
Absolutely.
Being able to express yourself with other people. Stuff like that can make you feel better.
Exactly.
And being religious can't hurt either.
You know, and if religion is, you know, religion is a little bit different than spirituality in that religion is really designed to protect the group for, you know, security, and there's a, it's a group mentality, whereas spirituality is very much based on the individual, your individual relationship with yourself, mm-hmm. your community and everything around you. And while, you know, religion definitely interacts with those ideas as well, but it's a very material base.
Do you have a website?
I do. My website is my full name. It's CarolineRuttermanReiki.com. You can also find links through the Hudson Wellness Collective. But if you type in Caroline Hudson, New York, and Reiki, I'll pop up really easily on a Google search as well.
Well, awesome. And thanks, Caroline Rutterman, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks, folks, for listening to Soul Train, the Health and Fitness Show, which is on the Health and Fitness segment, which is on the first and third Monday of every month. So we will see you next time, folks.